Shalom and good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Today's morning devotion taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7. God loved a cheerful giver. God loved a cheerful giver. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, are you a cheerful giver? Friends, the greatest blessing of giving is not on the financial side of the ledger, but on the spiritual side. You receive a sense of being honest with God of what He has done for you, of what He has given to you. You receive a consciousness, a sensitivity that you are in partnership with God, that you are doing something constructive, you are doing something good as your testimony, that you are working with Him to reach more people, to reach the world for Jesus Christ. You are also enabled to hold on to this world's good loosely, because the eternal values are always in view. Friends, how do you give? Are you a cheerful giver? Is it liberally and cheerfully, or is it sparingly and grudgingly? If you have been giving God the leftovers of your substance and your life, friends, you have been missing the true joy and blessing of Christian giving and living. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, through this morning devotion, we are reminded to give our life today as a living testimony and living sacrifice to God. This is our best giving to God. Do not wait. Make your decision now to give this day your best, that is your life. May your time, energy, and life be acceptable today to His side, to God's side, and for the glory of God. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Father, forgive us. Forgive us, Almighty God, for quite some time we are giving you our leftovers. Lord, in our heart, we know we can never outgive you. But help us, Lord, especially today, to give our best by giving our life to you, by giving our energy, by giving our resources. And through that, it will give and it will bring glory to your name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, help us. Help us to be your testimony, to be your witness by our giving, by our caring in this whole day. Enable us, Lord, strengthen us, and direct us. Thank you, God. We pray and we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Friends, remember this. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it. I'm Reverend Persora Manulang. Thank you and Shalom.